make an executive decision. I go 48 at the controls in our studio in Washington. I would like you to ditch this one of our many Good Day songs. I think it has grown tired, and as the host of the program, I'm tired of listening to it. So there are a lot of good day program songs, as this is another Good Day on the Good Day program.
Fewer and fewer as you kill them all.
Yes, well, I'm not going to kill them all, but that one I think we can do without. Hello, Jennifer Horn, still pretty ill. She really got the creeping, crawling, you know what, and it has made the worst of her life for the last 3-4 days, actually started over the weekend. So we wish her well and move ourselves into the issues of the day from our take here, the sort of irregular news. I am interested extraordinarily in a bit of news that you may or may not have heard about. So let me fill you in on what happens if you drink grapefruit juice with meds. A study that has come out in the last 24 hours reveals that even more drugs carry the risk of serious side effects if you combine them with grapefruit juice. Number of drugs in the last couple of years with potentials to react badly with grapefruit juice has increased from 17 to 43. In total, there are 85 medications which you may be taking, many of which are commonly prescribed, in fact, that can cause some kind of reaction when you take them with grapefruit juice. Experts say this increase is due to the introduction of new chemical entities and formulations. Grapefruit juice, as well as the juice of several other citrus fruits, interferes with how medications are absorbed into your bloodstream. Adverse reactions can include serious kidney damage, internal bleeding, respiratory failure, and death. So, if you're a grapefruit juice drinker and you're on any kind of medication, you probably ought to stop one or the other. That is, either drinking grapefruit juice with the various medications you're on or medications without grapefruit juice. The grapefruit, if you understand citric, and that's really, this is citric acid, it does a number. It's good for you in a lot of ways, but it also is not good for the stomach lining and that kind of stuff. I happen to like grapefruit juice, not as a steady diet, but there's something about it that seems refreshing, especially when it's warm. But make no mistake about it, this is something that could be dangerous. It's much better, I think, from my experience, and I know this sounds prejudiced because I'm a dairy farmer and have a dairy store and sell milk, but milk is much better with medications than anything else. You certainly wouldn't drink it with coffee. And speaking of that, may I introduce you to one of the world's foremost coffee drinkers. Roberta Fasanelli is here to help with our understanding of what's going on in the world. News from our point. I call this the irregular news, Roberta.
Okay, the irregular news.
All right, so do you, when you take medication from time to time, we all do, do you ever have, do you have the courage to take it with coffee, or do you take it with water, or do you take it with some other substance?
I usually take it with water. That's the first thing to take medication with,
Except water doesn't make, unless you just take one capsule or pill at a time, it doesn't make the introduction of it into your system easy, because water, for whatever the reason, I know when I take my daily supplements, I take about 30 different things every day, and I know you find that amusing, but I find it good for me. But
as long as it works for you, boss.
Right. I never use water. I always have some sort of a smoothie or something that's thick, like chocolate milk or strawberry milk or eggnog, that helps the stuff. It eases, and there, if there's any resistance in your throat, it opens or makes it smooth so the capsules slide down.
Well, it depends what you're taking. There are some medications you have to take on an empty stomach.
Yes, that is true.
And then there are others that you need to take with food, and you, especially if you're taking all those vitamins and stuff, if you take those on an empty stomach,
That's why I don't. I always take them with a meal.
You gotta have
always with a meal. It's usually before breakfast, and that happens usually late in the morning after I've gotten off the air. I take these things. I've collected them over the course of the morning. I put them together, and then bingo bango. And then I always have them with the cereal or some sort of waffle or something with breakfast. So.
And then there are other medications that you should not take with milk. The tetracycline drugs, for example.
Yes, bad reaction.
Contraindicated with milk, and like you said, some of them, a lot of them with grapefruit juice as well.
Yeah. All right. So there's the study, and the warning about adverse reactions. Hopefully you have enough common sense to think this through, and hopefully your doctor has enough common sense to suggest to you that you better... the doctor, if you have a good doctor, he will have talked to you about this. If you have somebody that you know well, and all the more reason to get with a doctor and stay with him, because you want to be able to talk about all of these things, and you want to be able to call the office and get somebody to call you back and say, yep, this is a good idea, or no, that's not a good idea.
Your pharmacist, too. If you're taking a certain drug, you should be able to ask your pharmacist, you know, what shouldn't I take with this?
Well, in the era of these big, gigantic Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, whatever, those are the three big ones, I guess they are, right, in terms of drugstores. Rite Aid has sort of come back up again in our part of the country. But CVS, which started around here as a they called it the consumer value store. And then as they started selling drugs, they saw that those things were more profitable, so it became a drug chain. Walgreens started as a little, a little store in Iowa or Idaho or something like that. That seems to stick in my mind. But at any rate, can you have the question here for you at 800-510-8255? Do you have a good enough relationship with your doctor to be able to discuss these sorts of things? And or, as Roberta is suggesting, do you have a relationship with your pharmacist? I know where I go, I mean, I don't go very often to get anything, but I would have a hard time talking to these people. They all seem so busy. They're like little ants running around an anthill trying to fill all these prescriptions. You walk into any of these drugstores, and they have a whole wall of paper bags loaded with prescriptions. You realize how much money, you know, the supermarket business, which now, if you look at some of the major supermarket chains, has a drug component, a pharmacy attached to it.
Oh, yeah. Stop and Shop, for example.
Yeah, right. That's big. You know, these stores are running a tremendous cash flow. There is unbelievable, and it is a cash business, more so than almost anything else, any other kind of big box store. The cash in these supermarkets is, and the pharmacies, drugstores, the same thing. The turnover of cash on a daily basis and what they do with it. You know, the profit margins, Phil Lempert, who's our supermarket guru, you can check out his information every day listed at DougStephan.com. One of the things that he's happy to tell you is that the there isn't a lot of profit, but because they have so much cash, these stores invest the money overnight in Japan or wherever it is, and they get these returns, and it's colossal how even in just a 12 or 14 hour period they can invest in the markets if they have somebody smart and come out with a return. But I'm just underscoring how much cash there is in these businesses. Anyway, a side adjunct to the conversation about grapefruit and the adverse reaction, something that you ought to keep in mind as, again, a lot of people are on more meds in the wintertime for whatever the reason, taking more drugs to keep their immune system strong, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And by the way, grapefruit juice taken by itself is a great immune system enhancer, loaded with vitamin D and vitamin C and some vitamin B, which is something that most of the doctors who are in touch, and it isn't even just the alternative healers that are now into this. Most mainstream doctors, Roberta, will tell you that you need to have more vitamin D. I know Dr. Ken Kronhaus is associated with us. More vitamin D, more vitamin C.
Especially in the winter.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so there's our discussion of vitamins and what's good for you. In a moment, the Powerball jackpot.
Woo-hoo.
Have you bought your ticket yet? 800-510-8255. You'll feel like you've hit the jackpot when you start taking care of your teeth with Power Swabs. The jackpot is that you are going to, if you're out looking for a job and your teeth are yellow, the boss, sadly, is going to look at you and say, I don't want to have somebody that looks like that around here. So you don't get the job. And if you're dating and you are trying to meet somebody new and you got yellow, stained, ugly teeth, guy's going to look at you, or a woman's going to look at you and say, ugh, I don't want to be in, no, I'm not touching that. All right, so how do we fix this? That's a drama. Some of the ads you used to see on television, this is a dramatization. All right, so that was a little drama, but you know what I'm talking about. Yellow teeth are not attractive. And so if you have been trying those whitening strips or the trays and you find, ugh, those don't work either, you've still got a yellow smile, you want to get the job done, here is how to do it. Call 800-865-7602. That's the number for Power Swabs. What are Power Swabs, you ask? Glad you asked. It's a whitening agent that's all natural. You put it on your teeth for 2 minutes, 5 minutes later, the teeth start getting white. And you keep the treatment up. I think it's once a week that it's recommended. Provides a more effective, a cleaner, and a whiter smile. Power Swabs, 800-865-7602. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter. As I said, you put it on, 2-minute treatment. 5 minutes later, it works on all of your teeth, no matter whether they're crowns or caps, veneers, whatever they are. And clinically proven to make them whiter, and it's a safer way. No bleaching anymore. All natural product. Take it from me. It works. It's wonderful. It's at 800-865-7602. Again, you're going to ask about power swabs. This is the only way you can get it. 800-865-7602.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-361-2351. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-361-2351. That's 1-800-361-2351.
The following message is a public service announcement brought to you by the Aid for Hurricane Sandy Disaster Relief Fund. In the past week, our country has been impacted with one of the most devastating natural disasters in American history. Over 8 million households across the East Coast were left with severe property damage due to intense hurricane winds and flooding caused by Hurricane Sandy. Damage estimates could exceed $50 billion. We're asking for your help. Your donation will make a difference. Get more information on our website, aidforsandy.com. That's aid, the number 4, sandy.com. Thank you.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with the irregular news, although a lot of people will be talking about this. Roberta Fasanelli has joined me for adjunct conversation in this hour about the issues of the day, a little different treatment of what we usually do on the Good Day program when Roberta's around later on in the morning. This is a more concerted effort to just kind of give people the treatment, Roberta, you know what I mean? Give people a brush with reality, and the Powerball jackpot reaching $500 million is an interesting brush on reality. Largest prize in the game's history. Second largest, Mega Millions gave away, I think $600 million. Was it earlier this year? So people all across the country, there are 42 states that have the Powerball jackpot. You can buy tickets in Washington and in the Virgin Islands as well. So how many people do you know who have spent thousands of dollars on tickets?
Thousands? Really?
Thousands of dollars. Yeah, they've got these office pools and stuff together.
Wow.
Sales are expected to reach $5 billion on Powerball this year.
Woo.
Imagine that. 21 after. Good luck.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
A third man has accused the Elmo puppeteer of engaging in underage sex. Yeah, which explains why this Christmas Sesame Street trip placing their Tickle Me Elmo with May I See Some ID Elmo.
Seriously! Street issued!
I guess this is becoming a big problem. According to a new study, 30 kids a day are treated for injuries sustained while playing in those inflatable bouncy houses. You know those things? You know what I'm talking about? You've seen them, right? Kids get in, they bounce off the walls. You know, I had something like that when I was a kid. They were called school buses without seatbelts. So you get in, they bounce off the walls. Let me tell you something. You think our health care is bad? Listen to this. To reduce health care costs in Britain, doctor visits now are going to be replaced by Skype or your iPad. No, you will visit your doctor on iPad using FaceTime. How about that, huh? Now, you thought prostate exams were uncomfortable before. Boy, you're sitting there with that. Ow!
Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien with some outtakes from last night's program. I would disagree with Jay Leno completely on the seatbelts in school buses thing. Anybody who's ever studied that, really looking at it, know that instead of them being a safety enhancement, they become weapons. The kids take them off and they whack other kids with them. And where that has been tried, it's always failed because of that. It's sad, but that's the reality. Speaking of things that are sad, Roberta, mm-hmm. This Two and a Half Men star Angus Jones, the kid, who yesterday was quoted as saying nobody should watch the show.
Apparently, or television in general.
Right, yeah. He says it was filth. All right, a couple of outtakes from The View first, where the ladies give their take on it. And then Wendy Williams has some conversational advice for Mr. Jones. But first, the ladies of The View.
I just feel like if you don't like the show you're on, then get off of the show. Why mess it up for the other folks who are working, who like their jobs?
Why would you mess it up? I see it is drawing more viewers. The minute you say there's filth on television, people are drawn to that.
Except this is at his church, and this is his testimonial to his church.
What part of it doesn't he like about it?
On the show, they got the girls and sex, but it's really interesting with this, because we got such limited information, so we don't know if he's tried to get off the show because he feels like it's filthy, and they got, you know, because actors are typically under a contract.
He has another year.
And they just lost Charlie Sheen, so they may tell him, take your religious beliefs, sit down and shut up and do his show. We don't know, but I go, he's also 19, and at 19, we tend to give, you know, these people a pass because they're trying to figure out who they are, what they're about, and he's acting like a lot of 19-year-olds, but he's going to learn like 19-year-olds. When you say stuff, there's consequences.
What about an expensive way to teach somebody? $350,000 a shot.
If I were Chuck Lowry, the producer of the show, you would have been fired five minutes after I saw that video. Like, I wouldn't even bother. And there's nothing wrong with this kid feeling this way, by the way. I'm not talking against him. All I'm trying to do is save a show that people apparently still watch. And if you don't want to be someplace, then leave the rest of your contract to charity and beat it.
Yeah. He apologized for the remark the kid did. All right, here's Ellen DeGeneres laughing about how everything seems to look good on the models, and then when she puts the stuff on her, she's not sure.
Anyway, Sammy, that's what I named her. Sammy was had this cute sweater on. It was it had red stripes on it, and it looked perfect on her. It fit her shoulders just right, and it sat at her hips, and everything was just perky. And I put it on, and guess what? I looked like I was wearing a sad hot air balloon. I took it off, breathtakingly beautiful cover girl, then put it back on, baby blimp. You see an outfit on a mannequin and it's adorable, and then you put it on and it's horrible, and you wonder why, and I'll tell you why, because they trick you. If you look closely, if you walk behind those mannequins, they put pins in the shirt so it fits completely perfectly. They get the smallest size possible. If you look at the tag, they're 0 to 3 months. Baby clothes.
Yeah, I know, it's like her. Ellen DeGeneres here on Good Day with Doug and Roberta.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you prefer tea leaves to coffee beans, you don't have to travel to China or India to experience the stuff firsthand. You've heard of Celestial Seasonings, right? Well, this company is based in Boulder, Colorado, and they offer free tours every day around the tea production plant. That means free samples. The Bigelow Tea Company has the only black tea plantation in America, the Charleston Tea Plantation. The plantation spans more than 127 acres, where visitors take a trolley ride to learn more about day-to-day operations. Harney & Sons is a respected tea retailer based in the U.S. Now, they don't grow their own tea, but you can visit the tasting room in Millerton, New York. And these days, tea rooms are practically the new coffee shop. Check out spots like Samovar Tea in San Francisco or the Tea Salon in New York City, where you can take advantage of tea education classes and tea pairings. Even experiences that you associate with long-distance travel can be found a little closer to home if you know where to look. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell. You're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Marcel Tolkowski invented the Ideal Cut Diamond in 1919. Find yours today at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The Ideal Cut unlocks the true beauty of the diamond. Invented by Tolkowski, perfected by Tolkowski. And our expert staff can help you create the perfect ring by guiding you through our incredible selection of diamonds at Jared today.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now. 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Good. We call these rejoiners in the radio biz, bringing people back into the focus of the Good Day program for Wednesday, the 28th of November. Jennifer is really sick, and therefore Roberta Fasanelli has graciously conceded to get her butt out of bed earlier than she normally does and spend some time just sort of hashing over some of the irregular news that becomes a regular part of this hour of Good Day. Just, I want you to know what's going on. And so you'll be fascinated as we... This is like an episode of CSI. Mm-hmm. How many people have been following the exhumation of former Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat?
Oh, yeah.
Right? What they are doing is testing samples of tissue, mostly bone and hair, from his body. Now, having looked in this guy's eyes once, I've told a story on the air before. I was invited to participate in a conflagration, that's the right word, in Spain a number of years ago. I think it was the late 90s, I want to say 90, maybe 96, 97, 98, somewhere in there. So I was in a room with about a dozen or 14 other people, some media folks, some folks who were in the State Department and United Nations people. And it was a reception for Yasser Arafat. So Arafat came in. Remember, now, this is one of the most bloodthirsty guys. He was the one who more or less created Hamas and all the conflict that occurred in the Palestinian area. The way he was treated as if he was some kind of world leader. And this guy died and seemingly was poisoned. Some people think that it was, and that's what this investigation is all about, him being dispatched by the Israelis. At any rate, when he died, he left his wife, who was a very attractive lady, and I think she was maybe 20, 25 years younger than he was. She's living in Paris now on his $4 billion. Mm. How's a guy running a terrorist organization amass $4 billion? Yeah, how do you do that?
Wow.
All right, anyway, so the investigation here into various regions of his body, looking for a particular type of tissue. They took the body out, and they've carved up some of his bones and that sort of thing. They are sampling his remains without taking all of the body from the grave. It's in the West Bank.
Huh?
His body's in Ramallah. Most of the time, these guys get cremated, so I'm amazed that he's still, you know, they've got a bit of his body. Anyway, the medical team gave samples to Swiss, French, and Russian experts who are examining the tissue from Arafat. He was buried, according to Muslim tradition, wrapped up in a cloth placed directly into the ground. So there's no, there was, you know,
that must
no,
have been messy. Lots of worms.
Yeah. So, I mean, what the heck's left of him? They're also going to sample the soil around his body so they can figure out whether or not he was poisoned.
Who cares?
Well, what they're trying to do, the Palestinians now, as they continue to want to stir the pot, they want to see if there's some evidence that he may have been poisoned, and then they want to try to hang it on the Israelis.
Mm-hmm.
So what's clear is that the tests on his body will take a lot of time to produce any kind of results. They have to check them, double check them. So it won't be till April of next year until the results of the body being exhumed of Yasser Arafat tell whether he was poisoned or not. But apparently they think that when they examined what happened or what he looked like when he died and when they buried him fast, because, you know, we all hear the huzarai, pardon the use of that term, in this case, the Muslims and the Jews are the same. They want to be buried as soon as they die, pretty much, or what is it, before sunset of the day in which you die,
right.
Isn't that how it's supposed
right.
to work?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't
want to
bomb you, they just, you know, they...
Same thing. I think the Jewish tradition is a plain wooden box with three holes on the bottom of it.
Yeah, so you can mm-hmm. breathe.
Right.
So, anyway, I just think that it's very interesting to examine all this stuff and try to figure out what they really are trying to do, and you all know what they're trying to do. 800-510-8255, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. The free market advocacy group Heartland Institute petitioning Congress this week to slow down what they say is the growing momentum of the EPA. Senator James Inhofe, joining members of the organization at a press conference yesterday afternoon to unveil, Roberta, the citizens' petition to rein in the EPA. The Institute calls the EPA a rogue organization, out of control, too much power, accuses the agency of losing sight of its original goal of assisting states to protect the air and water from pollution. And I think there is nothing but the truth in this whole reality. The EPA has moved from an agenda of simple environmental protection to outrageous extremism. And the latest shot at this, and by the way, they're still on to this. You remember me talking earlier, Roberta, I think it was earlier this year, about the EPA. It was in the spring. I remember this. They had promulgated rules to eliminate dust.
Huh.
They wanted, and the first thing they were going to do was strike out against farms and any farm that created above whatever velocity or tonnage of dust, however they're going to mail, we're going to measure it, we're going to be fined by the EPA. What are you, out of your mind? How are you going to do anything to curb dust unless you have trucks full of water and you're going to spray them over the fields and over the roads and everything else? These people are nuts.
Actually, I have a neighbor down the street where you can walk into her house at any time of the day or night and it could be photographed for Architectural Digest.
Yeah.
And we often say that dust is fearful of her house. It will not go there. So you would just have to put her in charge and we'd be all set.
Yeah. Well, there's the Clean Air Act. That's what the dust.
My house is where dust goes to die.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
The dust
right.
convention
it goes and
center.
Collects. It's a dust collection bin.
Yes. The convention center for dust.
This EPA thing that I was talking about was part of the Clean Air Act provisions, supposedly aimed at protecting you from hazardous contamination, and the regulations were created to enforce 55 rules. There are 55 rules. From the EPA, and they still are trying to make, they're trying to get these things so that they are not only in place, but so they can hire hundreds more employees to go out and check to make sure you're not violating any of these. You realize how the EPA, through rules like this, puts Americans out of work? These phony BSers say, well, we're going to help you find more jobs. And this government, this administration has done more to kill business because of stupidity like this. It's unprecedented. You know that I get cranked up about this sort of thing and don't like to work the political side. It hasn't got anything to do with politics as much as it does with bureaucracy. There's just too much power in the hands of these people. And not only does it put people out of business, it causes taxes to rise because you've got to spend more money to put these people out on the street, cars, whatever it is. I mean, come on. At any rate, one of the studies concludes that this these EPA regulations, if they were all allowed to take place, would cost the average taxpayer $3,000 a year. Huh? $3,000 between what the government has to pay to make sure the regulations work and what it costs in terms of businesses and what they have to do. It's really, really difficult to understand how these people try to, they don't even try to communicate. They just say, this is the rule, do it or we'll fine you. They don't try to help you like OSHA. You know, they come in, they go around looking for trouble. That's why people so dislike the government. Now, individuals who are just looking for a paycheck or who are in some way, shape, or form, what is it, the 47%, as Mitt Romney used to refer to them, or refer to them once, that was all he had to. The essence of what those people, where are they? They don't care about the EPA. They're not affected by it unless they work for a small business that might be affected by it, right? And some of the other things that come down as rules and regulations from various groups, the bureaucracy that's connected, those people, they're not connected. It's only the people who are in business and people who are doing something that are, you know, think about you, Roberta, and the real estate that you own. How much is your property development curbed, curtailed, or affected by government bureaucracy? Even think about what you did with the building in New York.
Oh, gosh, in New York City?
Yeah.
You need a permit to change a faucet.
So that's what I'm saying.
It's crazy.
Right.
It's crazy.
And all it is, basically, those sorts of things are a run for your, it's just a cash grab.
Absolutely.
Are you going to apply for a $50 permit to change it? Come on. That's where the country is going, and it isn't where it ought to go. So some food for thought about the EPA, maybe which you hadn't thought. We all hear about them. We're like, oh, those guys, they're crazy. But there are 22 specific things they're trying to get placed in into a position of being able to control more of the things you do in your life, like dust. Dust.
Right. Dust. Dust in Manhattan is black.
Well, that's the, you know, a lot of people ask about why buildings, the concrete cement buildings, are black.
Mm-hmm.
Because of coal. When
auto
coal
used but to also be auto emissions.
Auto emissions now, yeah. But when coal was used as the basic heating mechanism for homes and businesses, it was that which came out of the chimneys, that soot that got onto the side of the buildings. And if you get a power washer, you can clean it off. But otherwise, it does affect how the way mm-hmm. the buildings look, the older buildings. Newer buildings are mostly glass anyway, so it doesn't have the same impact. At any rate, let's talk about impact here. Your face. Are you interested in a more beautiful face? Would you like to have beautiful lips? Would you like to have gorgeous eyes? There's a book called 101 Recipes for Beauty, written by one of the country's foremost authorities in beauty, David Pollack. You can get this book free by going online to justaskdavid.com/Doug and ask for this book. Actually, a couple of different books. You might want to get them both. They'll be happy to send them to you. The 101 Recipes for Beauty actually bring to the surface, Roberta, a number of things that are made with various fruits and vegetables that are really great for body masks and facial masks to make your skin smoother, that sort of thing. I think you're going to enjoy reading this. And what you'll enjoy also is the opportunity to get, for the holidays, a way to make your face look beautiful 5-10 years younger. Now, you think, that's foolish. Nobody's going to. There's no product around that can do that. I suggest you try Insta Results from Pure Attitude. It's a facelift in a bottle. Now you can have it as it works to shrink and erase the lines and wrinkles on your face, all those telltale signs of aging. And with just a small amount on your face, under your eyes, on your forehead, and your neck, that'll do the trick. You'll see the difference in minutes. You can go online to justaskdavid.com/Doug for a fabulous deal on Insta Results, the Skin Essentials Kit, and the free book offer. But you'll get a better treatment in that if you call 941-505-2631, that's 941-505-2631, you'll get a bottle of Insta Results, $65, fine. you get another bottle free when you call 941-505-2631. What a fabulous deal. Insta results. Skin essentials at this price, with no shipping or handling. It's a great bargain. And when you see the quality of the bottle, I always hold this in my hand when I'm looking at it because I have this a bottle of Multi-Effects eye cream. And it's just, you can tell it's a quality product by the way it's presented. So check it out, Pure Attitude, with a great way to fix your face. And I say that in the most loving way, 941-505-2631.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli joining me in this hour as we try to pick apart some of the more important stories you won't hear much more about today. For example, the Jerry Sandusky case seems not to want to go away, Roberta. Pennsylvania being told by some of its politicians that it ought to enact sweeping changes to their child abuse laws, including stronger penalties for failing to report the crime. That's something that the Task Force on Child Protection has recommended this week, redefining what constitutes child abuse, expanding the list of people who are required to report the suspected abuse. They have proposed transformation because of what happened there. It's always the same, isn't it? Something happens and the rules get changed. Mm-hmm. Nobody looks at this stuff before there's something really drastic. And that is, you know,
someone has to die sometimes for something to be changed.
Right. So anyway, the head of the commission says strengthening these laws has to be done as soon as possible, recognizing that it can't be done overnight. Apparently Republicans and Democrats are together on this. So here's Sandusky, 68 years old, in jail for the rest of his life. One wonders how many of these other, what about the priests that have been involved, or just in general, anybody that scandalizes like this. Men who are in the sports world who are, you know, by definition, perverts. And this is what attracts them even to these jobs sometimes.
Yep.
And nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to deal with it because, he's a good football guy. Yeah, right. All right, food for thought. Yes, that's what this hour is about. A Good Day Show, 51 after the hour.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gaiter is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gaiter on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
This hour of the Doug Stanford Good Day program, as Roberta has found out, this is the first time, I think, you've been in this hour. I can't remember the last time.
For a while, yeah.
So it's been a long time. So years. We have restructured what I do in this hour to try
Ooh,
to bring people
light
more
out
up today. She's worried about it was being it was dark earlier. Yeah, it's light.
One should not have to get up while it's dark out.
No, I've been getting up before
it's
4 o'clock
against
for all
nature.
My life.
Yeah, it's against God and nature.
That's good for
One
you.
One should not wake up but before light.
Hair on your chest.
I don't need hair on my chest.
Time now.
I already have it.
Perfect. All right. Well, let's see if we can solve that problem. This is Technology in Review. This part of the program is devoted to helping you live better using all of the technology that's there. Some of it you put your hands on, some of it you just kind of use in the ethereal sense. Shelley Palmer is the person who gets a good bead on this and focuses for us every day on some different aspect of technology. And today he talks about how to save phones that fall into the toilet. So if you've had that problem, your phone,
done that.
If you're well, we've all had that happen. Or if it just I've had my phone fall into a puddle of water when I got out of my truck on the farm someplace. Actually, my phone fell into a manure pile once. I don't know that Shelley's going to deal with that, but it's probably the same treatment. We'll have it for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Election Day, November 6, 2012, a narrow majority of voters repealed America's 1776 Declaration of Independence and replaced it with President Obama's declaration of dependence upon ever bigger government, higher taxes, etc. Now, what should Americans expect over the next 4 years? That's the subject of a hot new book entitled The Great Debasement by Craig R. Smith. Since 2009, gold prices have nearly doubled. Silver has nearly tripled. Meanwhile, the value of the dollar continues to disintegrate. One book clearly explains this 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. I've been authorized to offer 2,000 free copies of The Great Debasement to help you prepare for the largest confiscation of wealth history coming in the next 4 years. Call 800-289-2646. Get a free copy of this book, 800-289-2646. Again, toll free, 800-289-2646.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, did you know roughly one in five phones accidentally wind up in a toilet? So what's the best way to try and save your most important gadget if this is its fate? A quick reaction is what's most important. Grab the phone right away. You can wash your hands later. If it's still on, turn it off. Take a paper towel and dry off as much external moisture as you possibly can. The next step depends on your type of phone. If you have an iPhone, toss it in a bag of rice and set it in a warm space. Not under a window or on a stove. Warm, not hot. If you have a phone with a removable battery, take it out and put the battery and the phone in a bag of rice in a warm spot. Wait 24 hours, reassemble your phone, and try to power it on. If you're lucky and were quick to act, your phone should work. If not, checking on eBay for a replacement should be your first stop. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails open and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
All right, so, Roberta.
Yes, dear.
The computer gaming business has grown up very dramatically in the last 10, 12, 14 years.
Oh, yeah.
But if you look back to one of the first games, Pong, the arcade game Pong, turns 40 this week, according to the story from today's show at DougStephan.com. This is the first commercially successful video game, came November 29th, 1972, and became a huge hit. It's a sort of like a tennis simulator. Paddles, you knock a ball across the screen.
Right.
Action speeds up as the game progresses. It was created for Atari. Remember Atari?
Remember Atari, yes.
It's gone,
yes.
Right? It was supposed to be a training exercise, but it proved so enjoyable that a prototype was installed in a bar in California, and then there were thousands, tens of thousands of them sold. There was a home version released in 1975. So those of you who have played Pong, you may be happy to know it's 40 years old. There it is.
Yeah.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.